Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Best.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we have the David vs. Goliath Episode 5 predictions and power rankings this week. Quick update on those predictions and power rankings. Phil has 51, Alexa has 37. I had B in spot 17, Natalia in spot 15. Alexa had B in 13 and Natalia in 12. So, yeah.
You had a lot of faith in those two.
Yeah, you didn't do anything to really make up too much ground this week here, Alexa. But we're somehow down to 15 people already. We were just saying that beforehand. How are we down to 15 already? We've only had – well, I guess we've had 4 episodes and lost 5 people. But I don't know. It's weird that we're down to 15, and it's like 15 that I feel like I know pretty well. So I feel like we're – This is normally like late game Survivor, not really right now.
Yeah, I think it actually will help with the pacing for the season because there's always that like third and fourth member of the jury, and they go out within 1 hour, and everyone freaks out because there's no explanation for why they go home. Mm-hmm. And maybe I don't know if this is going to affect the amount of people in the reunion. It's probably going to be like an 8-person finale, but I feel like this is going to help pace the season a little bit. So even though it made last week a little tough. But at the same time, it was quick because I read all of her exit interviews. You know, she knew her decision. From what it sounds like, she didn't talk to Jeff. So Jeff didn't know until she was like, hey, I got a problem. And maybe he's just saying that.
I feel like she probably had to have talked to somebody before.
She talked to someone, but she didn't talk to Jeff. But it's from what Jeff said in his interview with Don Ross. He said, we had planned – maybe they had planned for 2 people to go to Exile Island, but essentially they still planned for 3 tribes. So we can all speculate what was going to happen there. But yeah, I know, pretty sad, but she seemed, you know, it seemed like the right choice. And Jeff, you know, Jeff said it was a medical quit. Like that's what they're going to call it. And Natalia had, I wanted like a little more fire in her exit interviews. I wanted a little more, but she was very self-aware. She was very accepting. You know, barely talked about the whole Jeremy and Angelina issue from the week prior, so all good stuff.
I won't lie, I didn't really read anything, but I feel like Natalia is like a pretty normal person, so I think that she can accept that she lost the game and doesn't need to make up some ridiculous story or whatever needs to happen. I think she's just a pretty normal person.
I think she was like, I have a pretty strong personality, and if you don't feed me, it gets stronger, which is a wild concept.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying from day one. She's very vocal, and she was, and she ends up going home, and her exit was awesome. It was fun to watch her go home and throw a fit. I loved it. I love everybody to leave the game like that, so anybody who hasn't been voted out yet, please leave like that. But that's just how I feel. We're going into this with 3 tribes. Carl comes in, joins Orange, takes Natalia's place. giving the Davids a upper hand here on the Goliaths, the only tribe where they do have the upper hand, 3-2. But the interesting thing here is that Carl himself was not aligned with Elizabeth coming into this. Elizabeth was aligned with Lyrsa, had blindsided Carl and Davy to make sure that Jessica went home. So I think that that's still going to be the most interesting tribe. I don't think they're going to lose. I think Purple's going to lose. But I just, you know, to gather where we are before we head into these power rankings, 15 people left, 5 on each tribe, and Carl joins Orange to give the Davids an advantage, but I feel like it's a very loose advantage because it's Davy and Carl and then Elizabeth who was on the other side of it.
Yeah. I think this dynamic is going to be so fun, and I don't want them to lose because I don't want any of them to go home. But what's tough about these three tribes is that when one tribe wins, you don't see anything. You don't talk to them for the rest of the episode. And that green tribe, they won reward, and we didn't even watch them eat it. We didn't watch. Apparently, John said something super funny about when Jeff was like, "You guys ready for this reward?" And John was like, "I'm going to eat sugar and then drink caffeine, and it's going to destroy me," which is something we've all thought about with these rewards, but has never really been brought up. We never got that cut. So I don't want them to lose, but I want them to have some drama just so that we can see what's going on with them.
Yeah, they're not going to lose, but I think because you do have two of the biggest characters, probably three of the biggest characters and an idol on that tribe, I still think that you're going to see that tribe, even if they keep winning. This isn't like the green tribe from back in Millennials vs. Gen X, where it was Will and Jay and Michaela, Brett, Sunday. That was that tribe and Hannah. And up until the actual boot, we didn't hear from anybody except for Jay. And like Michaela was there too. But it was Michaela and Jay. We didn't really hear from anybody else until we actually got them going to tribal, because none of them had a real impact on the end game. So I think that this green tribe has a lot more of an impact on the end game. That's why we saw a lot from Christian and John last week, a lot from Gabby breaking down, and we'll see it again moving forward into this week. So I'll just start it off, and not shocking to anybody, my number one is John again. So every week we've done power rankings, I've put Mundo at number one because he's just never going to go home pre-merge. It's never going to happen at this point. It's too late. Christian, he could not have gotten a better situation where he's with Christian, who Christian seems to really admire this guy. Then you have Gabby. He could also go with Allison and Dan if he wants to. He's going to be in the group of three within this tribe of five. So John is fine if this tribe ever loses. This tribe's not going to lose. I think that this is the one tribe where I think I have like four people in the top like 10 or where is it? Yeah, like top 10. And then, you know, I have the last person on this tribe ranked higher than the last people on the other tribe. So I think that this tribe just has the least amount of chance of ever losing.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. My top five are the five people on the screen tribe. And I don't know any tribe names. I only know that the purple one sounds like the word jabroni. I don't have anything past that.
I don't even remember what they said. I don't even know. I don't even know letters.
Is there a T in the green one? Or
I have no idea.
I'm going to be super off there. Also, what is it about green tribes always being the stacks tribe? You were just talking about the green tribe Millennials versus Gen X. The green tribe in Game Changers was that Sarah, Troyzan, Andrea, Crow, they never lost. David versus Goliath, it's looking pretty good. Ghost Island, I don't know what it is, but I want to be on a green tribe when I'm
Orange, be green. That's the moral of this story.
Still the Malolo is still leaking into the orange.
I wish that Jeff would talk about that on this season. He's really going to go with it. Let's start talking about like being Malolo low.
And they'll be so confused because they won't know what it means.
Exactly. I want to see it now. Let's have it happen. If we're gonna go with it, let's keep talking about the curse of orange.
I want to go all in.
The people on David on day one are going, wait, why is there a curse around us? What did we do wrong?
Oh, wow. How much fun do you think they had when they – because I'm sure they probably decided the colors after Game Changers. Ghost Island is done. So they were probably like, let's make the Davids orange. Let's like go all in on this.
Well, also like I think they chose to use like a softer color for the Davids because they're the weaker, softer, brighter.
Whereas, a bunch of softies.
And then here's your purple like dark and brooding and they're the big, big buff people. Okay, Alexa, rattle off 1 to 5 then, the order you have them in, and let's see if our order is at least the same, because I at least give them the potential to lose. I give them the 1% potential to lose, and I think that you know, there's two people on the tribe who have a much better chance of going home than a lot of people over on orange and purple. So let's at least see if our orders are the same.
So our order is not the same, and you're probably going to be a little surprised by my number one. I have him at number two. I have Dan at number one, and this is a total 180 from where I've had him previously. But I think him not being with Kara actually will do good for him. We didn't hear a lot from him last week, and I know when he goes, if he goes, it is going to be fiery. It is going to be a mess, and not in like a him, not in a Natalia way. It's just going to be a lot going on because he's a big character, but at the same time, he's been kind of quiet. We really haven't heard much from him. He's on a stacked tribe, and that's why he's number one. But he has an idol, and I really think having no one to – when there's no one influencing him, he will do the right thing with an idol. Yeah. I think when he's got Kara whispering in his ear, I think he's got Angelina whispering in his ear, he's going to start freaking out, as would anybody. I think he's got – like these people – when they turn on each other, I don't – like, God forbid they do – God forbid. Let's say they do go to tribal council. It's not going to be this whole, like, backstabbing, blah, 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 because they're all smart. They all know what they're doing. So I don't think Dan is going to freak out about what to do with this idol. So I have Dan – I know, very dramatic. I have Dan at number one. I have John at number two. I think he's perfectly fine. He could win. And I know – I think we said this in the episode four recap. I was like, I don't know why people aren't getting rid of him. This guy could no questions asked win. I think he's one of, if not the front runner to win in my eyes. Number three, I go Christian. And then Christian's in a fine place. He's clearly connecting well with the guys. He's connecting well with Gabby. TBD on what's the deal with Allison. She may or may not be there. But I think Christian's perfectly fine. He does great in challenges. He's really, really good. And he makes these connections. And if he's got this connection to John and Dan, he's going to make it to the merge and he's going to be fine. So I think that David's like him. Nick's going to come back to him. If Nick has the concept of even being a tertiary ally of Johnny Nitro, he's going to lose his mind. So Christian is going to be the glue. I think Christian will be the glue that brings together whatever David and Goliath mutual alliance. After that, I actually go Allison, and this is nothing personal against Gabby. This is a very edit-based pick. I have Allison at number four. She's not going to be on this season, but when she goes, we're going to know. It would make no sense for her to go next week because she literally doesn't exist. And she's not the kind of personality to, I think, have like a Lucy kind of exit. I think she's going to try to pull an Angelina with what Angelina did with Jeremy and Natalie, and it's not going to work. And right now she is just not set up to be in that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And I have Gabby at the bottom of that tribe, but I also, more importantly, have her as number five overall. I think Gabby's fine. I think that I said this to you when we were offline last week. I think they're giving her a Kellen treatment. They're giving her this weird edit of like trying to make her annoying, but everybody likes her. So I don't know why they're doing that. And I'm sure this means that she has some serious longevity in the game and there's going to be a lot of self-discovery. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that. And so I hope everyone is hating on Gabby, realizes how terrible people were to Kellen, how terrible people were to Ryan, and realize that Gabby is crying because it has been raining for a week. So let her do this. She's fine. And Christian is fine with her. And from what we've seen, Johnny and Allison and Dan did not say a single bad thing about her. So clearly there's some camaraderie there. I think Gabby's still in a fantastic position.
I think they're trying to build her up as more of an underdog. We have the same order after John and Dan. I mean, that's the same. I mean, you know, and really even my John and Dan. So now I get to talk about other people, but I mean, I have John at one, Davey at two, cause he has an idol. I think he's in the swing position on orange. I think that him and Carl can decide if they want to go with Elizabeth or if they want to go with Alec and Kara, who've shown their allegiance. Then I have Dan at three, Christian at four. So I think that Dan, because he has the idol, I feel very confident that he's not going anywhere. Plus he's on this tribe, and then Christian. And I actually do have all five of these people in the top 10. That's why I was confused at the beginning. And I do have Gabby as my last person and then Allison as the person before Gabby. So I think that you're on the right track with that. I feel like Allison's going to go home at some point. Maybe will be a boot who goes home because of an idol or something that's just kind of out of her hands. And when that happens, it's not going to be very exciting for the viewer who hasn't really gotten to know Allison that much. But Allison's going to start picking up confessionals here and there, kind of the way even Brett started to pick up a little bit more. His pre edit, his pre-merge edit wasn't great, and he started to pick up a lot more as the show went on. So I can see something like that happening with Allison. So I do think that she's in a little bit of danger just because I know so little about her. And if Mundo decided to team up with Gabby and Christian, then Allison's a perfect person to get rid of. It won't be Dan. It would be Allison. But I don't think that this tribe – the thing is with this, and I think it was Gordon Holmes or Dalton Ross, one of them would always talk about this. When you have three tribes, you don't have to win. You just have to not lose. And this tribe is not going to lose. They have good puzzle people. They have the strongest guys in the game. They're not going to lose. So – I think that they're fine, so that's why I have all five of them in the top 10. I couldn't put them all in the top five because Davey has an idol, and because honestly, right now, my number five, I have Mike, and I think Mike is calling the shots over on Purple Tribe, and I think that he's got strums. Yeah, exactly. He's over there. He's the rock star over there. He's wild. I don't know. I don't have any cool words for this. But anyway, he's over there. He's got to get like a Freddie Mercury mustache. I want to get the mullet. I want him going crazy right now. That's what I want to see from Mike. But here we have a guy who is close, building a relationship with Nick. He's close with Angelina. And he has an easy boot on his own side in Natalie and on the other side in Lyrsa. And either way, people are trusting Mike right now. Even if he tries to go against Natalie, he's going to try to go against Natalie because Angelina's ready to do it because Nick is already saying, I want to get rid of her. She's so annoying. How can you deal with her? So Mike is never going to be the person who gets the target on him because he's following but still leading. It's a really weird position, but he's put himself in here very nicely. And by going and building this relationship, he has built the tightest relationship with the other side. We didn't see anything from Lyrsa last week, so we don't even know if anybody reached out to her. Angelina and Natalie clearly didn't make that good of a relationship with Nick. It was all Mike. We got to hear their name for their little alliance. So I do think that Mike is absolutely fine, and I like him at number five. So while I agree with you that, you know, Allison and Gabby probably aren't in danger, I just have them lower in case like lightning strikes and like their puzzle lights on fire and they can't complete the puzzle, and that's the only way they're going to lose.
Or lightning just like hits them directly. That might be
faster. which would not be fun. So let's not.
No one would want that. But based on the preview.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the preview. Was there lightning striking somebody? Well, we do know that there's the crazy storm. That's true. So you're right.
Yes,
you're
and
right.
Christian runs after it.
So really, we should have put Christian lower because he's gonna blow away. like Annie Ann over here or Annie M, whatever it is. But he's about to blow away like crazy. So. I don't know. I think, though, that this tribe, like, that's going to be – see, this is what's going to happen on this episode, I believe. We're going to see something from all of these tribes. One of these purple or orange is going to lose, so we'll get to hear from them. We'll get to hear about Carl coming to orange. I'm assuming purple loses, so we'll get to hear a lot from them afterwards. Green is going to be our narrator through that wild night because they have the most interesting characters. And I think that's where you're going to get the screen time from John and Gabby – and Dan and Christian and Allison will be there probably being like, oh my God, here comes a tree, because they're at least going to put her face on screen because they have had Allison on screen in every episode reacting or saying something. She just hasn't gotten her own time. So that's where I'm at right now with what this episode is shaping up to be for me.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. What number are you at?
We both did five. I mean, I'll do my number six. Let me do my number six because it coincides with my five. I have six. I have Nick. So I think Nick is fine. I think that Mike and Nick are close. I think that that's a reason why Lyrsa would go home and not Nick. I think that if the three Goliaths decide to stay together because they just saw one of the Goliaths go home, see their numbers dwindling, they'll decide to vote out Lyrsa, who's weaker, who hasn't really made a relationship with anybody. They'll keep around Nick. If they decide to actually go against one of their own, they're going to vote out Natalie. So I think Nick is absolutely fine. So I have him at number six.
Okay, I have Nick a little bit lower, but I broke this out mostly by the tribes. So I hit a couple. I'm going like back to back orange here. Actually, no, I'm going to do a quick switch. I have Davey at number six. That is confirmed. My number seven, I'm about to switch, and I will get there. I think Davey's in a great spot. You kind of already spoke to him. He has an idol, but did he even say last week he was considering using it? I don't even think he's there yet in terms of whether or not he's going to use his idol. So that's just like a back pocket thing. His closest ally just came onto his tribe, which is huge. Yeah. I know he and Elizabeth were not super tight, which makes me nervous for Elizabeth. And I'll get to her in a little. So Davey has Carl, his best friend, and Carl's obviously going to stay with him. And now they have that idol nullifier. So that, again, that's a tough advantage to have. That is not easy to execute.
Especially if you're going to go and tell Davey that you have that, and Davey's sitting there with an idol going, oh, crap.
Right.
That so makes Davey's it really hard.
Quiet.
Yeah.
So that'll add a pretty fun dynamic. But Carl and Davey are going to see it together. Alec is kind of stuck with Davey now because Kara's probably pissed at him. And Kara, I think Kara and Davey, like, they were clearly interacting last week. And so Kara's going to be going back to him with her tail between her legs. Saying, hey, I need you, I need you. So Davey's like the king of that island. He's doing great. I think Davey's in such a good position.
Yeah, that's why I had him at number two. I think that he is so set up right now. He is – I put my highest people from each tribe are the people that I feel are on – or my highest – yeah, my highest person from each tribe is the person who could be in the middle. Because I don't see it folding out along the David versus Goliath lines because I think somebody could flip. So I'm looking at which person could flip if they need to. And Davey's that guy. Now, I know Elizabeth is kind of the one who's on the outside of the Davey and Carl alliance, but she didn't really bond with Alec and Kara from what we saw. She bonded with Kara, but she didn't bond with Alec. And it seemed like Alec had all of the power here. Alec was the one who voted with them, not Kara. Kara was left in the dark. So I feel like Davey and Alec must have bonded pretty tightly. So Alec, Davey, and Carl could really just vote out Elizabeth if they wanted to. They could vote out Kara if they wanted to. I think that that is why this is you know, I don't know. I just feel like Davey is in such a good middle ground position there. And then, you know, like Mike, like I said, I feel like he's right in the middle over there on purpose.
I hope Davey tells us more about his car or like what kind of roller blades he has. Like, I want to know more about this guy. He seems so fun. And I am so happy he made it onto the season. I know he was hours away from not being on the season. So he has been a treat so far.
Yeah. Who you got at seven then? Who was your swap?
So I swapped Angelina into number seven, and so that's still top half, but still middle ground. I think Angelina is going to be fine. Angelina is the shining star of the Jabroni tribe. She is, which is the only thing I'm calling them now. She is pretty much the reason that they won that challenge last week, and I could see that happening again. She's fantastic at puzzles. She's a great leader. She doesn't freak out in like these tense kind of situations. So in that situation, she's fine. She's in the majority and that she doesn't like Natalie. She doesn't have an ally on the Purple Tribe, which originally made me nervous for her. But after thinking it out, if Mike or Nick or Lisa or literally anyone says, I'm down to get rid of Natalie, I think she's at the point where she'll say, okay, yeah, I'm cool with get rid of her. So she could go with the Nick and Mike Rockstar group. And if Natalie is saying we need to get rid of someone, I think it's going to be so easy for them to push Lyrsa and say, oh no, Lyrsa's got to go, because Nick will throw her under the bus and Angelina won't care that it's not her. So Angelina is in a very different middle ground position than Davey, but I think she'll be able to maneuver it just fine.
Here's what I find interesting about Angelina, and I have her at eight. I have Carl at seven. And so I think Carl comes in, he's fine on the orange tribe. But I want to talk about Angelina because what I think could be interesting, it could be a really cool foreshadow. So when those three girls broke off and said, here's who I have, Natalia said she had Alec, and clearly Alec just backstabbed her. Angelina said she had John, and then Kara said she had Dan. Now, Dan's never going to backstab Kara, but I could see Angelina thinking that she was closer with John than she was and going home because of that at some point. But I also think that that kind of lets you in on Angelina. We heard all about how she read online that more idols have been found by men than women. And then what happens? A man finds an idol, and she's the only girl on the outside who didn't know that that idol was found by Dan, because it was Kara and Natalia who were with Dan. So I wouldn't be surprised if Angelina's kind of being set up as just being wrong this whole time, which is a complete, like, guess. But it's something that Survivor does do, where there's the one character who is consistently getting things wrong. And it hasn't worked against her yet, because she's still in a really good spot, like you're saying. I have her at eight. I don't think she's in any danger of going home this week. But what if she is that character on this season, where she thinks she has John, she doesn't have John. She thinks her and Natalia and Kara are all going to go really far. Her and Natalia and Kara maybe all go pre-merge, or all go right at the merge. Maybe all go pre-jury or something. I think that that's what she's sort of being set up as. And even with the Natalie thing, where it was, she'll never turn on us. Well, what if Natalie and Mike both decide to turn on Angelina? And I don't think Mike would. But what if Natalie can somehow get the troops and get Lyrsa and get Nick and say, look, I want to vote off Angelina. You guys don't have to worry about me ever winning the game, which is something that has worked for her in the past. And if she's able to do that, Mike's probably going to side with Natalie to vote out Angelina. So I just think it's really interesting how Angelina could be getting that type of edit right now.
I'm really glad you brought up the players being right and players being wrong. Like, I don't know what editing trick. I don't know how to describe it. But you, like, first taught me that when in Game Changers, when you were saying Sarah is right. Everything that Sarah is saying is happening. And it's something that I never even thought to consider, but you do bring up a good point. Like she and Allison were like, oh, a bunch of guys get idols, and every single advantage in idols so far has been found by a dude. Yeah. So that was, yeah, I thought that was super interesting, but yeah, you have a good point. I think that is going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen this week, but it could, because Mike and Angelina, I don't know what relationship they have.
Yeah, I agree. It's just that we know that they don't like Natalie.
Yes.
So, and the other thing is,
enemy of my enemy is my friend. Is that what
yeah.
it is?
Well, and, yeah. And the other thing too is with Angelina, she's the one who, when the Davids were coming up onto the boat, she was the one who was laughing and saying how strong their tribe was and how they wouldn't lose. And that might be another issue where she underestimates them. Remember back in Millennials versus Gen X, Ken was the only Gen X person to say, don't underestimate the Millennials. They kept that in because Ken was the last surviving Gen Xer and sat at Final Tribal with two Millennials. So I really feel like this Angelina's edit has had a lot going on right now.
There's a lot of they're winking at us. There's a lot going on. They're saying a lot.
Because look, Angelina's not the greatest TV. She's fun to watch, but she's not the greatest TV. It's not like you have to have her in every single episode. And yet she has been in every single episode, even when her tribe doesn't lose. Yeah, and I think that says a lot. Yeah, exactly. She's a narrator, and but is she narrating the story correctly, or is she narrating it and letting you know that the Goliaths are just underestimating the Davids? Or even Natalie, who I feel like is a David on the Goliath tribe, is she underestimating Natalie and her ability to flip people and turn people? And right now we saw her say, don't worry about anything, to Natalia and Alec. And what happens? Natalia goes home the next week because of Alec. So I don't know. It just feels like whatever Angelina's touching right now is turning to rust. And it's interesting.
Natalie would be very upset to hear that you referred to her as a David of the Goliaths. She has a shirt that says a hashtag, everything about me screams power.
That's awesome. See, that's cool. But at the same time, on that tribe, she is the David, and she's playing up the David. She's playing up the fact that she's the weakest and the worst and the least threatening. That's being a David.
I have a gigantic sidebar that I would want to bring up when we get to her, but this has been bugging me for so long, and I've been too embarrassed to ask anyone, so now I'm going to ask it on a live broadcast.
Sounds great.
Can you explain to me what this napalm thing is? She's like, this is a Natalie napalm. What is that?
Oh, that's, Alexa.
Is that her? I don't understand.
You're going to get ripped apart.
Destroy me. I don't get it.
So, napalm, Rick's Alexa. Napalm.
Okay, what is that?
It's when they, like a fire strike in Vietnam, when they're dropping the napalm on the forest.
I literally have never heard that.
Really? Okay, well, yeah, you just learned something new on a Survivor podcast.
No, this is so good. What does that mean? Tell me.
So it's like a bomb that just like lights people on fire. It's like a fire bomb.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you go and watch like Apocalypse Now, at the beginning of Apocalypse Now, but when they do the Valkyrie scene where they're all flying in,
never seen that movie.
Bombing the crap out of the place. Yeah, those are napalm bombs.
Wow, this is good.
That's why she's Natalie Napalm. She's burning everything down. That's what it means.
That's amazing. I wasn't even pronouncing it correctly.
Wow, and I'm like looking at the chat, and there's a lot of people who didn't know what napalm is. That's pretty crazy. See, I wasn't expecting that.
Everybody on Reddit, they're making all these memes about it, and I'm like, I think 30% of you know what this means, because I know that there's a lot of things that I don't know, but this was never explained. So now that I know that a napalm is a real life thing, and I'm going to go furiously Google it when I'm done.
Yeah, a highly flammable sticky jelly used in incendiary bombs and flamethrowers consisting of gasoline thickened with special soaps, or a verb, which is what she's doing, attack with bombs containing napalm.
I like how someone goes, it's like a Ben bomb.
Yeah, it's yeah, same thing. Yeah, because people in wars used to bomb each other with Ben, just like it's crazy. But yeah, so there you go. That's what napalm is. That's really funny. I would have thought that pretty much everybody knew what napalm was. It's interesting. Wow. Like, so I thought you were gonna get ripped apart, but it seems like everybody's siding with you. If I would have said I didn't know what napalm was, I'd be getting crapped on. I think you're just more like than me, so everybody's kind of giving you the benefit of the doubt, you know?
I'm trying to be nice. Well, when I post this on Reddit, I've started, like, when I post the links on Reddit, I usually comment, and I'm like, here's what we actually thought. I'm going to put, please destroy me, because I don't know what this is.
Someone just said, I thought Napalm was her last name. This is amazing.
We should all cast.
Oh, my God.
This is so good. I feel so much better. Yeah,
it was like a big Vietnam thing. That's like all I know. Because I watch, so, you know, you watch enough, like, Vietnam War movies.
So are they not used anymore?
I don't know. Honestly,
I feel like they're not.
I probably not.
I feel like they're not good.
Probably not. But I know, like, some of my favorite movies, Platoon, Apocalypse Now, Deer Hunter, Napalm in all of those. And I think they scream Napalm in all of those. So, yeah.
Oh, this is so great. Okay, I need to watch a lot of Vietnam War movies now.
Yeah, you gotta get out there, Alexa. Those are the best war movies. So get out there and start watching some Vietnam ones.
I guess so. I do love a good war movie.
Now I'm locking you in a basement to make you watch Vietnam movies. But I'll talk about Carl real quick because I had him at 7 before I had Angelina.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
And I kind of glossed over him. And then we talked about napalm, as you called it. But
it's a napalm. I thought it was like a bitch slap or something.
It's so funny. I'm surprised so many people don't know. But anyway. So Carl. Carl gets the idol nullifier. He's probably going to go back. I don't know if he's going to tell anybody about this. Davey hasn't mentioned his idol to anybody. I don't know if Carl feels close enough to Davey to tell him about the idol nullifier. Maybe he'll try to weasel his way in and say he got an advantage over there. People are going to assume Carl got an advantage, so maybe he'll find it in his best interest to tell Davey. If he's going to tell anybody, it's going to be Davey. Davey's then going to know everything. He's going to know that he has an idol and that his closest ally has an idol nullifier. I'm curious to see what Carl wants to do, though, because he watched that tribal council play out. He watched Natalia be shocked. He watched Alec be the number one guy to lead the charge and whisper to Elizabeth, and then Davey was on the outside, but that look that Davey and Alec shared had to let Carl know that Davey and Alec were close beforehand, that they didn't need to talk to each other. So I find it really interesting where Carl sits, and I'm curious to see how he feels coming into this tribe, if he's just going to run over to Davey and say, look, man, I like what you did there. Let's get rid of the two over there in Kara and Alec, or let's get rid of Elizabeth because she screwed us once and took out our girl Jess, who really was the closest ally to both of them at the time. So it's going to be interesting what he thinks, but either way, Carl's coming into the tribe. I think he's going to be absolutely safe. I think he's fine coming in here. So, yeah.
I have Carl at number 9, so I'll get to him in a bit, but you bring up a good point with Elizabeth being on the outs with those two, and that she was the one who I swapped her with Angelina, because I didn't really connect that Elizabeth was on the outs with them. I think Carl is going to tell Davey, because I think one of the very good and potentially very bad things about Carl is I think he's super loyal, and I think as a result of that, he's also very trusting. So I think he trusts Davey. I don't think he has a reason not to trust Davey yet, but I think he is going to tell him, and I think Davey might have to gun for him because, like you said, he's got this thing that could ruin Davey a little bit. So that's going to be a fun dynamic. For my number 8, I have Mike. I really didn't know where to put him because I think he's fine, but he's on that purple tribe, which just makes me nervous for him anyways. And if Natalie decides she has a problem with him, she doesn't have a problem with Angelina specifically. She just has a problem with people. And so if she decides she has a problem with Mike, like she did with Jeremy, Mike's going to be in deep water. So I think it helps that he has Nick, but I think Mike's fine. I think he's harmless. Again, he's someone I was super wrong about preseason. Everyone doesn't care about him. And he's admitted he was Ned Schneebly, and everyone's like, oh yeah, how awesome was that?
He even said he was Mr. Schneebly or whatever in last week when they were all together for the first time as a new tribe.
Yeah, I know. It was so funny.
And they love it. You know, sometimes, though, that's the thing. Sometimes you just enjoy being around a celebrity type. And I think that's why previous players always do really well when they return and not on a full cast of returnees. I think it's because you just enjoy being with these people. And who wouldn't want to hang out with Ned Schneebly for a couple days? Like, why wouldn't you want to do that? And, you know, who wouldn't want to hang out with John? And who didn't want to hang out with Jeff Kent back in Philippines? Like, these are people that you're never going to get to do that. And now you're getting to do it for like 24 hours a day. And if you really like, you can kind of get a little infatuated with the whole celebrity thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as we mentioned you mentioned this in the preseason, they're not Jimmy Johnson. They're not like, I mean, I Johnny Nitro is like kind of a professional athlete. He's definitely,
but he's not John Cena.
Exactly. He's don't know what any of them knew who he was before. Yeah. He's not like The Rock. He's not making a bajillion dollars a year. So I think that aids them that they're not top at the top.
Exactly. And honestly, Mike White, as somebody who loves movies and has seen so many of them and really pays attention to, you know, the big writers and stuff, Mike White is not somebody that you immediately say, oh yeah, he did all of this stuff. Even when you look at him, he's not necessarily somebody you say all of that with. He doesn't have like the Quentin Tarantino. Yeah, he's not like Quentin Tarantino or even if in that case, the Emoji Movie was directed by Chris Columbus, who has directed The Goonies and big movies like that, that people might have a cult following that people might know. The first two Harry Potters. That's a bigger deal. So even though he wrote that movie, people are much more likely to remember the director of it because of some of the other movies he did. So yeah, I don't really feel like people are looking at Mike White going, oh yeah, he's that multimillionaire Hollywood writer who's so insanely famous and has written all of those classics, such as Nacho Libre that 27 people saw. You know, so I think that's really helping him.
Yeah, I think it's good for him. Nacho Libre, God, I never saw that movie.
That's a great movie. It's so funny. If we ever got Mike White on this podcast, it would be a Nacho Libre themed podcast because I want to know everything about why he made the decisions he made with that movie. Because
why he did what he did.
Why did you do
the decisions? Wow,
it's just hilarious. Go ahead. You know what? I'm in a different world here.
He is in.
You went nine with Carl. My number nine is Allison. So still up there. And then I have Gabby at 10. So I round out those two. I don't think either of them go home. I have Allison ahead of Gabby just because we haven't heard from her. And I think Gabby was shown as being in more danger. But I also think Gabby is a lot more likely to go long game than Allison. But I don't think Allison goes home yet. We haven't heard anything from her. So that's it.
Yeah, Allison's fine. Unless she's not. She may not be there. TBD. Carl at number nine. I think he's okay. It's not great being the person who joins a little bit late, but again, I think he's going to be fine. I'm still nervous for him though, because I think he's super trusting. And I think if Davey does want to do something crazy, I think other people are in worse positions on that tribe. But I think Carl will be in trouble fairly soon, which is surprising because he's so unthreatening. And I think he's very trustworthy, but people who are very loyal, unfortunately, don't do super well in this type of survival.
Yeah, I think his tribe has to lose twice, though, for him to go home. Or maybe even three times, and that's just not going to happen.
I have him as the second highest on his tribe. And actually, I finish out their tribe. No, that's not true.
Alexa lying to an entire audience.
No, but it's because I can't read. I can't read. I don't know how to pronounce certain types of bombs. I am extremely uneducated.
I will say napalm every time that you make me mad or disagree with me. It's just going to be, oh, napalm Alexa.
Alexa just napalmed me. It's not good.
Wow. Don't napalm me again.
Okay. So I'll go to my number 10. I have Nick at number 10. I know you're confident in him. I will probably have Nick very low until he's actually gone. I am not confident in Nick. He's a pot stirrer. And people who are pot stirrers either win. Well, when they win, they are constantly in danger up until then.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is, if Nick hits the merge, he's going to be balancing like 500 different alliances. And he's got this thing going with Mike. He's got this thing going with Christian. And I don't know how he's going to get Mike and Christian to connect, because I don't know how much of a connection Mike has to the Goliaths that Christian is with. And I think Nick's going to get caught in the middle a little bit.
I could almost see that as like a Kindred Spirits thing, though, where Mike and Christian are very similar. Just one of them is a writer and the other one's very technical.
They could. But if he's walking around saying, you're my best friend, you're my best friend, you're my best friend. And then
it's going to bite him in the ass.
Yeah. All his best friends come to the party. But again, that's future. And I don't want to think about future. I'm only thinking about episode 5. Sorry, what?
We never want all of our best friends at the party. That's like my favorite thing you've ever said.
I don't want
all your best friends come to the party. That's bad. Yes, everybody.
It's a very bad thing.
If you're going to have a birthday party, you'll invite one of your best friends.
How about this? This is the better analogy. Also, you're assuming I have more than one friend. Let me change this analogy. I have, and this is not something that I condone, nor is this something that I do. Like, hey, Phil, you're my boyfriend. And then I go over to Johnny Nitro. I'm like, hey, Johnny Nitro, you're my boyfriend.
There you go.
Then I bump into Nick. I'm like, Nick, you're my boyfriend. Guess who I don't want at this party?
All of them. Three. That's better. Yeah, you don't want all three of your Hinge dates to be at the same party.
Love Hinge and yeah. love bringing all of my Hinge dates to the same party and make them meet each other.
There you go.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, Alexa. Yeah, exactly. That's your idea of a date. You sit in the corner, Monday drink right a drink there. Alone. And make everybody else fight.
Yeah. But anyway. Average Monday night for me. Anyways, where am I going?
We're getting really off track.
Yes. All of Nick's boyfriends and girlfriends are going to be at the party and it's going to blow up in his face. But that's not what matters right now because that would be in the future. In terms of this coming episode, he is going to be the most vocal person against Natalie, which I can't believe I'm saying this is like a disadvantage to him because people, Natalie's somehow still poking around. And again, everyone has a problem with Natalie, but don't be the one to vocalize it because not Mike has a problem with her. He's not saying anything. Angelina has a problem with her. She's not saying anything. I am sure Lisa has a problem with her. She's not saying anything. Nick is going to be the one to say something. And as soon as you're the one to vocalize a negative opinion, it's not great.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to be fine.
I will say you just kind of made me think about that. That's a really good point. Really, really good point. Where he is going to be vocal against Natalie, which could actually make him more of a threat. And then Lyrsa survives. But I'm going to stick with my power rankings. But I do think that's a good way of looking at it. So, yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Can't change your best friends. That would just be absurd.
Can't change your best friends. But
yeah, you can't be your 10th and your 13th best friend. You can't do a switcheroo or whatever Nick is and whatever Lyrsa is.
Wherever we're at right now. but anyway, my top 10, I don't think any of them are going to go home. It's the bottom five here where I think any of these people could go for a lot of reasons. And we've talked about a lot of the reasons already without even talking about these people. But 11, I have Elizabeth. I think she's the least likely of the bunch, but I do think that there is a very good possibility if Orange loses, she goes home just because she wasn't aligned with Carl and Davey. Yeah, she just voted with Davey, but that doesn't mean anything. But I think that with Alec and Kara and the way Alec and Davey might have bonded there, and then Carl and Davey could work together with Alec, or Kara and Davey could work together maybe with – or Kara and Alec could work together with Davey. I think that there's so many ways that this could turn against Elizabeth, and therefore I'm going to say that Elizabeth is 11, but I do think that Kara and Alec both have a better chance of going home than her. But I think that if this tribe goes, it has three people who can legitimately go home. I don't think that any of the other tribes have that case.
I actually have Elizabeth a little lower than that.
Okay.
But I think you're right. I think I'll get to her. But actually in a similar vein for my number 11, I have Kara, which sucks because I'm really liking Kara, but she doesn't have a lot of moves. When you're on a small tribe, there's not a lot of ways you can turn. I don't think she wants to work with Alec. I think even if she had to, she probably isn't interested. She could crawl back to Davey. I don't know where Davey's going to get her. She has Elizabeth, and that's the only thing she's got going for her. And I think the two of them will have to pair up because, again, I have Elizabeth down at number 13. I think Elizabeth's in huge trouble. Carl and Davey are not David Strong kind of people. They got screwed by Elizabeth. They weren't a part of the whole Christian and Gabby like super tight crew. So I think they're there for each other and that's about it. But now that I'm talking, Kara and Elizabeth, that could work.
They bonded hard.
They bonded really well. And I don't think Alec and Davey have like a thing. I think Davey just had Alec for that one period of time. So I don't know what's going on with them, but Kara doesn't really have anyone right now. Because Kara and Elizabeth were not together. So
who did you have at 12?
12, I have Alec.
Okay, yeah. So I have Alec there too. And I figured the way you were talking, that's what we had. So we can both talk about Alec. Because I think that the dynamic here is really interesting. Because Kara and Elizabeth could team up, like you just said. That's a really good duo right there. They seemed like they really hit it off. And that's what scared Natalia. Another thing to think about is Alec showed he's playing the game. He showed he's really willing to play hard. And this early, that's scary. If you're over there and you're Davey and you're Carl, you can say, hey, let's get rid of a threat who could turn on us just as quickly as he turned on Natalia. Let's get rid of him. And also, Davey and Carl have been on the bottom of a tribe completely left in the dark, which is something Kara has had happen. So I feel like Davey and Carl could go any way they want. And I agree with you putting these three in your bottom five for sure. And I actually have Kara at 14. So I just wanted to say with Alec being there, I think – you would think Alec, Davey would almost owe Alec something, but I think Alec might have actually done himself a disservice this week.
Yeah, and I think it's really telling. I didn't notice this until someone pointed out afterwards. Alec didn't talk at that tribal council. He did, obviously, but they didn't show it, which shows, again, the probable disdain that they have for him. Yeah. But I think you and I were chatting about this in the recap. They made this out to be Davy's move, and after being Davy's move, they almost made it to be like Elizabeth had something to do with this, and then Alec gets like third credit points. Yeah. So Alec is not getting the credit for this. This was all much more on Davy, probably a little more so on Elizabeth, or in addition with Elizabeth. But I think Alec, I don't think he has any loyalties now. And yeah, he made this big flashy move, but the whispering just like, what are you doing? I don't think he really, I don't know what he had to gain from there. So he's playing, but I don't know what he's doing, which is scary.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I've talked to a lot of people and said, what did you think about that move? And nobody really could give me an answer. And there's a lot of people who are really big Survivor fans and have, you know, been in, like, involved with this game. And it's, what did you think? Nobody really had an answer for it. And it's early. It's really early. And I think Dominic tweeted it and said, look, nobody cares about what you did pre-merge. No one cares. Because if they cared pre-merge, they'd probably vote for Dom to win over Wendell. Because Dom made the move of getting rid of Bradley. That probably goes down as a bigger move than anything Wendell did pre-merge. So it's interesting. Like, nobody cares. And I think, Alec, you know what? Thank you, Alec. You gave us good TV. You made it so that we weren't going to watch just the pagonging. It would have been a very boring boot. So that's great. I'm all on board with whatever he wanted to do. I just don't think it bodes well for him as a player moving forward.
I'm really glad you brought up the Dom and Bradley thing. So I was going to bring that up after. Someone in our MVP, LVP voting, and they commented this on last week's recap video. He said, you guys can't really give Alec the LVP. And this is why MVP, LVP shouldn't exist. We can't give Alec the LVP because we don't know what's going to happen. People voted for Dom as the LVP when Bradley was voted out. And Dom did fine. Dom did just about as good as you could do without winning.
Yeah. Like, literally so, did the best you can do without winning. Yeah. He really did.
So you can't give someone the LVP, or we can't assume that Alec's move was bad because that would require us to know what happened. Alec doesn't win. I get that. But if this gets Alec to the final four, probably a good move.
Yeah, and Natalie ended up getting more votes for LVP, so there you go. So yeah, that's it. Yeah, so that's my fantasy team. Yeah, I'm down to 55. Hey, that was the first time she actually won LVP, as insane as that is.
Yeah,
and Vaughn has had three MVPs on his team, so we need to kind of knock him down a notch here. The only time he didn't get MVP was Dan, and his whole team is still intact. So if everybody wants to stop voting for people on Vaughn's team, that'd be great. But
that'd be huge.
Yeah. So the rest of mine – where is the thing? There it is.
I'm down to 14, so you catch up.
Who was your 14?
I have Lear said 14, and I have Natalie at 15.
Okay. So here's the thing. I actually have Kara and Lear, so both behind Natalie. I have Natalie at 13, Kara at 14, Lear at 15. Mm-hmm. And my reasoning is exactly what I said on the recap episode. I think that getting rid of Lyrsa first makes the most sense for all of the Goliaths. Had a David gone home last week, had it been Davy or Elizabeth, I think Natalie goes home this week if Purple loses. But because they watched one of their own go home, and now if you vote out Natalie, you're 7-7. And even if you don't think the game's going to go along tribal lines, you don't want the original tribes to be even going into a merge and possibly be down 7-6 if it's a 13-person merge. Therefore, I think Lyris is in a lot of trouble this week because I do think she's on the weakest tribe. I don't think she has her – I think this is the weakest tribe where not really anybody has much to offer in terms of challenges. So I think that Lyris, though, her and Natalie have the least to offer. And I do think that Natalie now becomes more valuable because you need to keep your Goliath numbers. And if you vote out Lyris first, you still have it 3-1 where then you can turn around. And if Mike is as close with Nick as he thinks he is, he can turn around and say, hey, Nick, let's get rid of Natalie now. I'm done with her. Let's go. But you got to get rid of Lyrsa first. I feel like you have to. And I feel like if Orange goes, I'm going to put Kara as the bottom person on Orange because she was the only one who didn't vote the right way last week. And if you're the only one left in the dark, that never bodes well for you. So it's the same thing that happened with Allie back in Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. She didn't vote the right way on the Rourke vote, and she ends up going home the next time they go to Tribal. And I think that that's something that could happen with Kara, despite the fact that she's getting a really good edit, and we all seem to really like her.
I didn't even consider the David versus Goliath overall numbers. That's a very good point with keeping Natalie around. And I think, I mean, I don't know how hard she preached that Goliath strong thing, but I think you look at that and you think, all right, I got to keep my numbers even. I guess the good thing and probably what I'm liking about this season is that, and again, this is probably because it went 3-3-3 in terms of tribes. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're thinking along David vs. Goliath lines as much as they would in other seasons, which is probably why I'm liking it so much. But you bring up a good point. Like, at their bottom line, I think Stephen Fishback said this when everyone was so pissed off about the Malolo and Navidi pagonging. Mm-hmm. When you break people up that early and that often, all they know is where they started.
Yeah.
So the good thing about this is I think they're going to keep it this way until the merge, because we're merging in two votes.
Yeah, and I think that that's really good. And it might be three votes. We actually haven't gotten confirmation that it's definitely going to be after this, after a final 13. We didn't get that, right?
No. Do we ever get real, like, real confirmation of that?
I don't know. I don't think we. I don't think we're going to find out until later.
Maybe they'll merge it later because of the medevac or because of the quit. I don't know if that alters anything. I don't. I never know how that works with the scheduling and stuff. But who knows?
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm thinking it's going to be 13 because normally it is, especially in these 20 person seasons. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm wrong.
Might be crazy, but maybe not wrong. Those don't have to be mutually exclusive. You know?
Oh, there you go. Thanks a lot.
Here to compliment you.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not smart, but I can be nice.
There you go, Napalm. So Natalie Napalm. I actually don't think Natalie Napalm is going home this time. I think Natalie Napalm is playing this game as good as Natalie Napalm can play this game. So I think that's what I think.
Every time can you say that? I need the, like, Natalie Napalm, napalms. Like, what's that? Sally sells seashells by the seashore. We got to make one of those things.
Mm, definitely, okay. Definitely need that. So the other thing is, too, I was looking, and Gamer Girl did send us the names. Orange is Vuku, green is Tiva, and purple is Jabeni.
It's Jabroni.
It's Jabroni. Honestly, it's green, orange, and Jabroni. That's fine. Honestly, it should just be David, Goliath, and then gods. Like, whatever you want to call the green one that's not
going to lose. I feel like it's pretty much like your final five, the Jabrones, and the actual interesting tribe.
And orange is the actual interesting tribe in this, right?
Or interesting dynamics. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
It implies that the others are not interesting, which is
funny. Yeah. I think that... From that green tribe, I think that four of them will be in the final five. I don't think we're going
to get Allison's winning. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Allison's got it. Does anybody have a confessional count on Allison? I don't know what she's at, but I'm just curious.
One, two?
No, she's had a few. Because she's had a confessional in two of the four episodes.
Yeah. I always do this. I always make my, like, winner picks the people who end up being invisible.
Yeah, you're great at that. That's your move.
Except for Wendell. I'm going to hold on to that for the rest of my life.
There you go. Hey, you got to get lucky at least once, right?
Exactly. What is it? A broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Also, that's a fact. So you're killing.
Also, that's completely true.
Yeah. So let's see here. Ba-ba-ba. Alexa, what else should we talk about? What do you got?
I don't know. I'm looking at Twitter. We don't really have any questions.
Gamer Girl asks, like, questions that we've kind of talked about, but it's the, does anyone else like Dan and Kara better than when they're separate? I like them both anyway. I'm curious to see what Dan's game is going to be like now on this tribe. And, you know, Dan had a really big first episode, and he hasn't had much since. He really hasn't.
He's been kind of sneaky quiet.
Yeah, you just know he's there because he was so relevant in episode one. He's a big body. He's got the idol. You always know he has the idol. We got his confessional about, oh, no, I'm separated from Kara. He's probably going to be super bummed that Natalia's gone. I know he liked his hot girls. Natalia's gone. Now he only has Kara. He's probably terrified that Kara's going to somehow go home now. How can he protect her? He's going to do the Boston Rob Amber thing. And then just totally.
This is good.
Through. Yeah, we just need somebody.
Proposes to her at the reunion.
Do we need a Lex? Do we have a Lex over there on the orange tribe? Maybe Alec. We could have Alec be the Lex, although Alec is not in the power position, so that would be a terrible Lex. But that would also be hilarious because Lex doesn't, I don't think, talk to anybody at CBS anymore. And then you also have Alec, who I don't think he's allowed to talk to anybody at CBS anymore. So that could be it.
The parallels are writing themselves.
Unbelievable. So we are back actually in Survivor All-Stars season 8, episode 5, Predictions and Power.
All-Star references here.
I can't help it.
What other podcast do you think brings up All-Stars and Vanuatu as much as we do?
Well, All-Stars definitely are happy because he was on it and he needs to remind everybody that, you know, there's three episodes. But, you know, not that
anybody was counting. Probably the only three good episodes of that season.
No, that was great until Lex went home. And then it was garbage. But anyway, let's
Ooh, I just lost you.
And also something I found interesting last week. So Davey was talking with Elizabeth about the idol and how he has it in his pocket and he's not worried. Are there idols on all of these tribes, or do we not think that they hit idols? Because there could be the possibility of five idols being in play. And Green, one of them should have an opportunity to go and find an idol over at the Green Tribe, right? I mean, it's a new beach.
I think there's an idol on every beach. I think, obviously, I think no one found one yet, which is why they didn't show it. I think, honestly, they broke up the tribes and everyone hopefully really cared about getting to know each other and using, like, social politics. Because, again, if someone was looking, especially if someone – ooh, I'm swiping the mic. If someone found one, we would know. We would have seen it. People are probably going to start looking this week. But I assume there's one on the Green Beach.
I mean, I assume there has to be some. And, you know, we've seen it before where people end up with two in their hands. So why can't that happen this time? You know, I feel like it should happen this time.
Yeah, probably will.
You know, so I think that, yeah, I think that's totally fair. I think that somebody will probably find one at some point. I mean, on the Purple Tribe, I really think that if anybody's going to find it, it's going to be Mike or Angelina, just because Mike was looking so much and because Angelina has talked so much about finding one. So that's what I think. But yeah,
it's about right.
Yeah, I don't know. And then on Orange, I honestly think Davey's going to trip over it again. I think Davey's going to end up with two idols in his hand.
Especially if Davey said, like, part of the reason he found it is because he's the one, like, walking around, he's fishing, he's providing. When you're in that situation, you're going to be finding idols. And I think Kellen might have brought this up, or maybe we talked about this with Kellen in the 5 hours that we spoke after our podcast, but she had a really interesting – she could write a book on this. She had a really interesting commentary on, like, men versus women finding idols, and she said a lot of it had to do with the fact that men were the ones who were typically – finding wood and catching fish, and that puts you in more of those situations to find them. And that's exactly what Davey does. So that's really working in his favor.
Yeah, exactly. And that might be the role that they're kind of trying to play up with him. And then also over on Green, I don't see Dan finding another idol over there, because he really only looked for it as, like, a way to get in with Kara. That's, you know, with Alexa's party things, that's going to the party where you don't know anybody, but just in the hopes that you'll hook up with, like, pretty girl. So that's essentially what Dan was doing. He was only looking because it was with Kara and Natalia. He's not going to go looking with Allison or Gabby, and I don't think he's going to go looking alone. He already has one, so I think Dan feels pretty comfortable. But I would not be surprised if somebody over on that Green Tribe does end up finding an idol. I think that somebody over there is going to find it.
We need to use this party analogy for every analogy that we ever have.
Everything.
Moving forward. You bring up a good point. Like, I'm wondering, I'm putting myself on the island. I have an idol. Do I look for more? I think you have to.
I don't know if I do, though. That's a really great question. Because the thing is, let's say you have an idol. And I don't know if Dan knows that everybody knows that Dan has an idol. But let's say you don't think anybody knows that you have an idol.
Does every Goliath know?
I think they all do. I think so. But let's say they didn't all know, or Dan at least doesn't think they do. Why put a target on your back by going and looking and having them be like, oh, Dan's looking for an idol? Right now, if they don't know you have it, you might be saying to yourself, I'm not going to go and look because I don't want them to start to get suspicious of me.
I know. But then I'm thinking, if I'm not looking, then that means I'm comfortable.
There's a lot of people who don't look all that much, or, like, look very infrequently.
See, I have a feeling, and I don't know, I have nothing to base this off of. I think this came from everyone being like, oh, Ben was handed idols because no one else was looking. No one was stopping him. And say what you will about Ben winning, everyone else was looking. They all said they were looking, and maybe they weren't looking. They were looking 20 hours a day instead of 22 hours a day, which is why Ben found them. I have a feeling everybody's looking, but obviously they don't show it anymore. They're only going to show the people who do find them. But I don't know. I got to sit on this one.
That's fair. That's fair. So that's where we stand on that, huh?
That's our take on that. Tell us what you think in the comments, peeps.
Yeah. There you go. So anyway, I guess that's, like, close to an hour. I just didn't want to end it at, like, 35, 40 minutes, you know? So we kept going and we talked about it, and we'll see who ends up finding idols. But that should do it, Alexa. So if you want to take us home, are you here on Wednesday? That is the real important question.
So I was going to say, if you want some conversation topics, we could brainstorm who will replace me on Wednesday, because Wednesday is game two of the World Series, and I will be freezing my butt off at Fenway Park. It is a low of 31 degrees, and it's going to be nighttime at 4 p.m. because it's always cold here. So I'm currently in Massachusetts, currently at home, and I'm moving into Boston tonight for the week. And then, so Wednesday, I'm very unavailable, so you do need to find someone. But then Thursday morning, I fly to Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I fly to Boston.
And we will probably not hang out because
Alexa's
everything
working.
Is far away.
And I'll keep everything separated. Oh, what a great day for traffic. Love it.
What a great, oh, sorry, I have a thing.
Yeah, oh, love traffic.
Get intern. People
it's
like
funny.
Intern.
Funny how much people are loving intern. I was expecting Vaughn, but
give
everybody's saying
intern.
People
what
intern,
they
intern.
Want.
I don't know. I don't know if I can hang out with intern anymore. You know, he's
got himself in his head.
I know. He still hasn't done all the boot lists.
Just blacklist him until he does them.
Oh my God. Brutal.
Wow.
Brutal. So, Boosh Bear just said, can Phil just do it alone? I don't know if I could talk to myself for that long. I like
Boosh Bear Ben. You were gone for like two seasons.
I know. Maybe it's because I've gotten older. I've gotten less attractive. I don't
know.
But yes. Anyone.
So who, at the end of, because this will be probably my last one that I'm missing. You did Vaughn. You did intern.
And then I did Bradley.
Oh, because I did one of the recaps. Oh, that's not too bad. We were really worried about this month.
I know. You panicked for no reason. I knew that it would be fine.
I had an absolute meltdown.
At the end of the day, I'm here. So, you know, everything's
just
going to work.
You sit there and talk to yourself. That would be hilarious, actually.
That would be great.
It's really tough. Because when you freeze, or like back in my old apartment, when one of us would freeze, or when that one time when I accidentally just X'd out of Google Hangouts, it's really hard to just talk for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's easier to
no
just look at the other person.
You.
Easier to just look, you know, and just be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, same. I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. But, all right, Alexa, take us home. Take us home. I'll figure out who I'm going to do with Wednesday. I'll figure it out. I haven't decided yet.
We should make people vote.
Oh, voting, no, because I have to let this person know. I have to let this person know so they can be ready within 3 days.
We need to do a fight to the death over it. Okay, anyways, so I just opened up YouTube right before we went live. We gained 20 followers since we're at 3,750. We are currently at 3,769. Nice. People, we gained like almost 20 subscribers in 3 days. So you guys are doing great. Thank you so much for subscribing. Keep doing this. We don't know where it's coming from, but clearly you all exist. Keep hitting that subscribe button. Keep following us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa, except on Wednesday it's going to be Survivor Specialist Phil and another person.
I'll
be watching baseball. Support MLB. Watch a lot of baseball. Support movies. Do a lot of Phil things. And we'll be back. Phil will be back on Wednesday.
Sounds good.